This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Fasenra prefilled syringe and Fasenra pen. Active ingredient, benralizumab. This leaflet provides important information about you using Fasenra prefilled syringe and Fasenra pen prefilled pen, collectively called Fasenra in this document. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Fasenra. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Fasenra? Fasenra contains the active ingredient benralizumab, a humanized monoclonal antibody, a type of protein. Benralizumab works by binding to a specific receptor on eosinophils, a type of white blood cell called the interleukin-5, IL-5 receptor. Eosinophils may make your asthma worse by causing inflammation in the lungs. By binding to this receptor, Fasenra reduces the number of eosinophils in your blood and lungs. Fasenra is used in adults and adolescents, 12 years of age and older, to treat a type of asthma, eosinophilic asthma, which is where patients have too many eosinophils in the blood and lungs. Fasenra is used together with other asthma medicines you take regularly to treat your asthma, inhaled corticosteroids plus other asthma medicines, for example a daily preventer puffer / inhaler. If you are already using other asthma medicines, such as your daily preventer puffer / inhaler, but your asthma is not well controlled by these medicines, then Fasenra may help to reduce the number of asthma attacks, exacerbations, and may also make it easier for you to breathe normally. If you are taking medicines called oral corticosteroids, Impregnisolone Fasenra may also help reduce the oral corticosteroid dosage you need to take each day to control your asthma. You must not stop taking or reduce the dose of your other asthma medicines unless your doctor advises you to. What should I know before I use Fasenra? Warnings. Do not use Fasenra if you are allergic to benralizumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. To treat acute asthma symptoms such as a sudden asthma attack, you will still need your reliever puffer / inhaler. Check with your doctor, nurse or pharmacist if you have or have had an allergic reaction to benralizumab, have or have had an infection caused by parasites, e.g. parasitic worms, or if you live in / are traveling to an area where parasitic infections are common, as this medicine may weaken your ability to fight certain types of parasitic infections. The parasitic infection should be treated before you are given Fasenra. Have any other medical conditions? Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Asthma Action Plan. Your doctor or nurse should give you a personal asthma action plan to help manage your asthma. This plan will include what medicines to use regularly to control your asthma, e.g. preventer puffers / inhalers, as well as Fasenra, as well as what reliever medicines to use when you have sudden asthma attacks. Ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any questions about your personal asthma action plan. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether the ingredients of Fasenra can pass into breast milk. The effects of Fasenra in pregnant women or their unborn babies are not known. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Children. There is not enough information to recommend the use of Fasenra for children under the age of 12 years. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. This includes all the medicines that you use for your asthma, including preventer and reliever medicines. Some medicines may interfere with Fasenra and affect how it works. Fasenra has been used together with other commonly used asthma medicines. Do not suddenly stop taking your asthma medicines once you have started Fasenra. Some medicines, especially corticosteroids, must be stopped gradually, under the supervision of your doctor and based on your response to Fasenra. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Fasenra. How Fasenra is given. how much is given, and how long to take it. Adults and adolescents, 12 years and over, 30 mg, one injection, as either fosenrepen or Fosenra pre-filled syringe, every 4 weeks for the first three doses, then one injection every 8 weeks after that. Continue Fosenra for as long as your doctor tells you. Fosenra helps to control your asthma, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. How to give Fosenra? If your doctor or nurse have recommended that you or your caregiver can give your injection, make sure you or your caregiver reads the instructions for use leaflet included in each pack of Fosenra pen and Fosenra pre-filled syringes carefully before using Fosenra. Follow all directions given to you or your caregiver by your doctor or nurse carefully. Fosenra is given as an injection into the fat layer just under the skin, subcutaneous. The injections are usually given in your thigh or abdomen. However, when given by someone else, for example a caregiver, or your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist, it may also be given in the upper arm. Do not try to inject yourself in the arm. After injecting Fosenra, immediately throw away the used pre-filled syringe, or pre-filled pen, auto-injector in a special sharps disposal container as instructed by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. If you forget to take Fosenra, if you have missed a dose of Fosenra, contact your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist as soon as possible. They will tell you what you need to do. You may need to reschedule your appointment if your injection is given to you by a doctor or nurse. If you or your caregiver give the injection, do not take your missed dose unless your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist tell you to. If you have trouble remembering your appointments or when to inject yourself, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for some hints. If you are given too much Fosenra, if Fosenra is given under the close supervision of a doctor, nurse, or pharmacist, it is unlikely that you will be given too much. If you are concerned that you have been given too much Fosenra, tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist immediately as you may need urgent medical attention. If you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Fosenra, you should immediately contact your doctor or phone the Poisons Information Center in Australia by calling 131126 or the National Poison Center in New Zealand by calling 0800-POISON or 0800-764-766 or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Fosenra? Things you should do. If you have an asthma action plan, follow it closely at all times. If your asthma is uncontrolled or worsening, tell your doctor. Remind any doctor, dentist, nurse, pharmacist, or other health professional you visit that you are using Fosenra. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are using Fosenra. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are having this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your doctor's and or hospital's appointments so that you don't miss any doses and your progress can be checked. Things you should not do. Do not have Fosenra to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop having Fosenra unless your doctor advises you to. Interrupting or stopping Fosenra treatment may cause your asthma symptoms and asthma attacks to come back or become more frequent. Do not stop using or reduce the dose of your other asthma medicines unless your doctor advises you to. Some medicines, especially corticosteroids, must be stopped gradually under the supervision of your doctor and on your response to Fosenra. Driving or using machines. Fosenra is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Keep Fosenra in the refrigerator at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze, shake, or expose to heat. Fosenra should be kept sealed in the original package to protect it from light. Fosenra may be kept at room temperature up to 25 degrees Celsius for no more than 14 days. This is important whether traveling by car, bus, train, plane, or any other form of transport. Fosenra must be used within 14 days or discarded. There is a space on the carton to write the date it is removed from the refrigerator. Follow the instructions in the carton and instructions for use leaflet on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Headache. Sore throat. Fever or high temperature. Injection site reactions, IG pain, redness, itching, swelling near where the injection was given. Speak to your doctor, nurse or pharmacist, if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergic reaction. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, fainting, dizziness, feeling lightheaded, due to a drop in blood pressure. Allergic reactions may occur within minutes or hours after an injection, or may even occur several days after an injection. Call your doctor or nurse straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Fasenra contains. Active ingredient, main ingredient. Benralizumab, 30 mg. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients. Histidine. Histidine hydrochloride monohydrate. Trehalose. Polysorbate 20. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain latex, lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Fasenra looks like. Fasenra pen, OSTAR 313902. Contains 1 milliliter of solution in a clear glass type high pre-filled syringe inside a pen, auto-injector. Its color may vary from colorless to yellow, and it may contain white particles. The pen includes a stainless steel needle, with a Fluorotec, non-latex coated plunger stopper and a needle safety guard inside the pen, auto-injector. Fasenra pen is available in packs containing one Fasenra pen, a single dose. Fasenra pre-filled syringe, OSTAR 285718, contains 1 milliliter of solution in a clear glass type high pre-filled syringe. Its color may vary from colorless to yellow, and it may contain white particles. The glass pre-filled syringe includes a stainless steel needle with a Fluorotec, non-latex coated plunger stopper and a needle safety guard. Fasenra pre-filled syringe is available in packs containing one pre-filled syringe, a single dose. Who distributes Fasenra? Australia. AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311166. Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-805-342. New Zealand. AstraZeneca Limited PO Box 87453. Meadowbank, Auckland 1742. Telephone 0930656650. This leaflet was prepared the 9th of May 2022. The Australian product information document prepared for use by healthcare providers can be found on the Therapeutic Goods Administration, TGA website at www.ebs.tga.gov.au/. The New Zealand datasheet is available at www.medsafe.govt.nz. Fasenra and Fasenra Pen are trademarks of the AstraZeneca group of companies. AstraZeneca, 2022. Doc ID 003812071V5.